Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45 tonight on KRWG TV's Fronteras, a Changing America at 7:30. Edmundo Resendez talks with Lorenzo Alba, who is executive director with Casa de Peregrinos, an emergency food bank in Las Cruces and surrounding areas. Here is a preview of that conversation.
Talk to me about how you go about getting the word out about your organization, because you have to work on multiple fronts. You have to get the word out to the community in need, but you also have to get the word out to people to donate.
The best way to do that I found was to make sure that other agencies similar to ours or that are trying to go out and help people know that we're there. But as far as getting the word out for donations and for volunteerism, we've basically taken a digital format. Digital advertising has done wonders for what we're doing. We also keep everybody informed. We send out newsletters regularly. We send out postcards regularly. We send out direct mail appeals regularly, just to be sure that they know what we're doing.
You cover all of Doñana County. That includes Hatch, goes into Anthony, of course, Las Cruces, correct?
Yes, we have our flagship pantry at the Community of Hope. And then we also have 13 rural pantries that span from as far south as Chaparral in the county all the way up to Garfield.
Let's talk about the families that come to Casa de Peregrinos. What do you require for them to present to you to let you know that they are in need?
I wanted to make sure that we built the culture that at our organization that we don't say no to anyone. I wanted to make sure that that happened. And I wanted to make sure that we were also compliant with, obviously, the USDA, with the food bank, and as well as other organizations that help us. So the only way to do that would be for us to call ourselves emergency. I always hear out in the public eye, oh, what about these families that take advantage of these programs? It's very minimal. And if I spent my time worrying about those families that take advantage of the system, I would basically be neglecting the other 99.9% of the families that really need the help.
What does an average family look like? Are they multiple kids?
They do. We have a lot of women head of household here in Las Cruces. Families average anywhere from 2 to 3 children. We have some families that have as many as 10 people living in a household. And we try to accommodate them as best that we can. But the stories are all very different. And that's one thing that I do pride myself in, is that we listen. We listen to what they have to say. We don't just want to give them the food and say, okay, thank you. Thank you for stopping by. We want to know what's going on, because if there's a way for us to refer them to another agency, we want to do that.
Let's talk about the services that you provide. How much food do you give out to a family when they come in to ask for assistance?
You know what? Here in Las Cruces, we are very blessed because we do have a lot of food coming in. And we're able to actually, if you look regionally, most food baskets are around 40 pounds of food. 50 pounds is what the food bank wants you to strive for. And that would be probably about, for a family of four, that would probably be about 5 to 7 days worth of food. At Casa Peregrinos here in Las Cruces, we're able to average anywhere from 65 to 85 pounds of food, which is something that we pride ourselves in. We want to make sure the families have more than enough food to get them through. Now, a lot of these families are budgeting out what they spend on food after they receive food from us, which is, it didn't happen as much 7 years ago if you would have asked me the same question, but we see that happening more and more. We make sure that they get enough food for at least a week for their families. Now, it's obviously different for the homeless community because there's different options for them. They can come pick up food weekly or every 2 weeks, or if they happen to be living with someone that has the ability to, you know, store food and cook, then we give them food just the way we would give a low-income family or a family that does have a home.
So what kind of food do you give them?
About 35 to 40% of the food that we give out is produce.
Produce? Where does the produce come from?
Donations, and we've partnered with the food bank on some pretty awesome things, including food rescue programs.
So you have a lot of partnerships in this.
We do. I think that's where we've gotten better at. We've partnered with Roadrunner Food Bank on a few programs, including the food rescue program, where we actually go to Walmart, Albertsons, Sprouts is a new one, White Sands Missile Range Commissary, and we pick up food from them that, because of their policies, they would probably be thrown away. But we help them out by picking it up and then getting out to families the same day we pick it up.
So this food is nutritional?
Absolutely. We are even blessed enough to partner with El Paso and Feeding the Hungry and donate some of that food to them, or partner with them on a truckload. We'll get half of it, then they get the other half. And we try to distribute that food as quickly as possible to the families, because we want that kind of nutritional food distributed.
That was Edmundo Resendez talking with Lorenzo Alba, who is executive director with Casa de Peregrinos. You can catch the entire conversation tonight at 7:30 on KRWG-TV's Fronteras a Changing America. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.